Chapter 59. All This Knowing. In the fullness of time, and with considerable help from Diak and Willem, I became drunk. Thus it was that three students made their slightly erratic way back to the university. See them as they go, weaving only slightly. It is quiet, and when the belling tower strikes the late hour, it doesn't break the silence so much as it underpins it. The crickets, too, respect the silence. Their calls are like careful stitches in its fabric, almost too small to be seen. The night is like warm velvet around them. The stars, burning diamonds in the cloudless sky, turn the road beneath their feet a silver gray. The university and Imre are the hearts of understanding and art, the strongest of the four corners of civilization. Here on the road between the two, there is nothing but old trees and long grass bending to the wind. The night is perfect in a wild way, almost terrifyingly beautiful. The three boys, one dark, one light, and one, for lack of a better word, fiery, do not notice the night. Perhaps some part of them does, but they are young and drunk and busy knowing deep in their hearts that they will never grow old or die. They also know that they are friends, and they share a certain love that will never leave them. The boys know many other things, but none of them seem as important as this. Perhaps they are right.